Another toast now to the life and life's work of photographer Cornell Kappa. He died yesterday, but his legacy lives on in the museum he founded, the International Center of Photography in New York, and in the images he'd taken during a quarter century with Life magazine. Cornell Kappa covered everything from a coup d'etat in Argentina to the Six-Day War in the Middle East, from political portraits of Adlai Stevenson to celebrity shots of Marilyn Monroe. In 1994, my colleague Jackie Lydon spoke with Cornell Kappa on this program. As they flipped through stacks of photos he'd taken over the years, Jackie asked if he was ever haunted by what he'd seen through his lens.
I remember every picture I ever taken, which is a terrible load to carry.
Cornell Kappa was born in Hungary in 1918, 5 years after his more famous brother, Robert, a war photographer probably best remembered for his striking images of the Spanish Civil War. Cornell Kappa focused his camera on scenes of politics and social justice. He chronicled the plight of mentally ill children in Russia and the presidential campaign of John F. Kennedy. Kappa told Jackie Lydon about a philosophy he called the concerned photographer. He rejected the idea of being detached and objective.
To really be a passionate person, you can't really be objective. And if you're objective, your pictures will not be very, very, very passionate. War, poverty, crime, drugs, the world is going around the same axis all the time. And the concerned photographer is going to make the world visible to everybody. We are going to end wars, and we are going to end poverty, and we are going to end all kinds of famine, because the power of photography will do all of that. Didn't quite work out that way.
We're still looking at images of famine. We're still looking at images of war. Is it...
frustrating.
Oh.
It is frustrating, but the concerned photographers who are caring about the survival of the human race in spite of all the plagues that confront it, that we can't fix it. Of course we can't, because nobody can fix it. But we make you aware of it, and we're eyewitnesses to bring it to you. Maybe you realize what it's all about.
Photographer Cornell Kappa died Friday at his home in Manhattan. He'd been battling Parkinson's disease. He was 90 years old.